This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What do you suppose happens when a guy invents a board game that hits big, he sells it for enough to be comfortable, and then he wants to do something that matters? The story is told in a new book called Bright Lights, No City. Max Alexander wrote it. His brother Wit is the one with the board game. Cranium from 15 or so years ago was his idea. Guys, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
So, Wit, let's set it up. You are inspired by a speech that Bill Gates gives at Davos a couple of four years ago about creative capitalism. And you say to yourself, I'm going to go sell batteries in Ghana. How come?
Well, it goes back further than that. You know, really, you know, in my 20s, I lived and worked throughout West Africa. So really, for decades, I've had this vision of there's got to be a way to profitably and sustainably deliver tools to build better lives. And I said to myself, if I don't do this now, when am I ever going to do it?
So, Max, talk to me about the battery part of this. I mean, batteries over there are, I mean, they're everywhere, right? Because nobody's on the grid.
That's right. About half the population is off the grid, but that's really most of the rural population. So as soon as you get out of the big cities, you find everybody's using batteries. And what Wit discovered was that they're mostly using these very inexpensive but poorly made carbon zinc batteries. And these are the kind of batteries that are like so cheap that they're not even sold in the West anymore. This is like Christmas 1958. These are the kind of batteries that leak. And so Wit saw an opportunity to bring in rechargeable batteries that would be cleaner, safer, work better, and would be less expensive for them to use.
Wit, give me a sense of the business model. Max just mentioned rechargeable batteries. So you go to market with this. The first one was what, a AA, right?
That's correct. We've got a AA rechargeable nickel metal hydride battery. Nothing magical about it. A commodity item. Probably our biggest innovation in that original service is a little D adapter that allows it to work as a bigger battery, which is what most people are using in Ghana. So, you know, that was kind of our flagship product, and we had to start somewhere. But right now, we're expanding the catalog beyond energy offerings. We've got our first solar product on the market. We've now got battery-powered lights as well. And we're really excited now to be introducing our first health product with some eyeglasses.
It's actually so interesting talking to Max the Word Guy about this thing and with the business guy with the boom, boom, boom facts and figures. And clearly your roles here were separate but conjoined somehow.
Yeah, before this whole adventure in Ghana, we hadn't really spent a whole lot of time together, especially recently. But even growing up as kids, I almost want to say we probably had more kind of quality time together in Africa than we ever had back home.
Yeah, well, there's a part of this book that reads as sort of as an adult coming-of-age tale, right? You guys discovering each other and in the process working together to build this business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, one thing Max didn't mention there, Kai, is, you know, Max taught me to read. You know, Max sat me on his bed and read me every Hardy's Boy book as a kid. And, you know, for me, it was great to have him along, getting me more in tune with the narrative of what was happening day to day beyond just that chop, chop figures and facts.
Right.
And, you know, here we go. What's the brand positioning?
Right. And there's no small part of that, actually, in this business model, right? I mean, it is, to quote you, actually, back to yourself. You're at this weird nexus of charity and for-profit.
That's exactly right. And, you know, charity is critical. You know, it's indispensable in disaster relief situations. But, you know, we're really committed to showing that there are ways on the ground that you can do better than free. You know, free can be counterproductive. And, you know, what we've learned in Ghana is people are ready to invest in building better lives. You know, we want to be there tomorrow and beyond, and free just can't do that.
The company that Wit Alexander runs in Ghana is called Burrow. The book by his brother Max about that company and their adventures over there is called Bright Lights, No City. It's a good one. You should read it. Guys, thanks a lot.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you.
See you, Wit.
Bye, Maxie.